Smooth Finish by Adriana Dane, available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Cody Marks had dated Jared Creed for a short time back in high school, and she'd never forgotten him. But when Jared's stepfather died and his half-brother Kenny got into trouble, they drifted apart. Years later, they both are now professional subcontractors working on the same remodeling project, the old Mackenzie Homestead just outside Esmeralda, Massachusetts. Cody and Jared have both changed and matured since their teenage years, but will the innocent spark of passion ignited long ago burst into the flaming blaze of revitalized desire? An excerpt from Smooth Finish. Chapter 1. "Dad, are you serious?" Cody couldn't believe he really meant what he was saying. He'd never done it before. "Yes, I'm serious. Do you want the job or not? I can't fit it in my schedule, and they want it done within the month. It's that old Mackenzie farmhouse." Willow Mackenzie's place. She'd inherited it from her mother, and Cody knew Willow wanted nothing more to do with the place, especially after the recent notoriety, and couldn't wait to put it on the market. It had been neglected for a lot of years, and Cody also knew the wood floors in that place would need a skilled hand to bring them back to their former beauty. If she pulled it off, her reputation in the floor refinishing business would be secured. Even her father wouldn't be able to fault her then. "Of course I want it. I'm just surprised you're actually trusting me to do this on my own." "About time, don't you think? Can you handle it on your own? I took a quick look, but it was a while ago. You know how it is. Looks like you'll be dealing with maple, but they're in pretty rough shape. Customers say they're not ready and keep putting things off, and then there they are, all wanting the work done at the same time. I figure if we split it up, these contracts, we can get both houses sanded and finished before the next flurry comes in just before the holidays. They're both big jobs. You sure you're up to the Mackenzie place on your own?" Cody straightened her shoulders and glared at her father. She'd been helping him sand and refinish floors since she was a teenager, and now he asked her that question? Why should she be surprised? It seemed she'd spent practically her whole life trying to prove herself to him, to be the son he'd never had, yet it had never been enough. She loved working with the wood, but the only thing he seemed to see was that she was female and trying to be a part of a profession that was meant for a man to do. She'd attempted to show him for years that she had what it took to make a success in this business, even if she was a woman. It had been like waiting for finish to dry on a particularly humid day, and she'd practically given up trying. Her only recourse was simply to keep doing her best. So this was a big surprise, and she didn't dare turn it down, even if she'd wanted to, which she didn't. Ever since her mother had died, when Cody was only 10, she'd attempted to do everything she could to make her father's life easier. He'd never remarried, and there were times when it seemed he took Cody for granted, assuming she'd always be there for him. Cook him a good meal, and he was all compliments, but sand and finish a wood floor to perfection, and she heard nothing for all her hard work and attention to detail. Of course, she was now 26, and she was still here, still waiting for that one word of encouragement. But that didn't mean it would always be that way. Eventually, she'd just cut her losses, move on, someday, maybe. She still couldn't believe he trusted her to do this job on her own. He'd never even attempted it before, always thinking he had to be on site to maintain control of the projects himself. Well, she wouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. This was her chance to prove herself to him. Everyone else in Esmeralda seemed to know she was competent enough to handle a sanding and refinishing job, except the man she most wanted to impress, her father. This might just be the chance she'd been waiting for. "Drew Evans is the contractor you'll be working with on this job." He peered at her closely. "That won't be a problem for you, will it?" Cody grimaced inwardly, not daring to show her distaste to her father. Andrew Evans, owner of Evans Construction, had been a classmate of hers back in high school. After graduation, they'd even dated for a while, but it hadn't been anything serious, and she'd finally called it quits a little over a year ago. Still, he was constantly making passes at her, trying to get her to go back out with him again. She'd dropped him because she'd found out he was two-timing her, and then after the fact she discovered it wasn't just once. Fat chance she'd be dating him again. She'd just have to make do with this situation because she wanted desperately to do well on this project. "I'll be fine with it, Dad. Don't worry," she hurried to assure her father. He studied her for a little longer, making her feel like a teenager again. She hated when that happened, hated that feeling. Finally, he nodded. All right, then. You need to meet him out at the McKenzie place at 3 o'clock. He'll go over what he wants to have done. Don't take any shit from this joker if he tries anything. I tried to warn you about him when you started dating him, so you be sure and show him what a nailer is really for if he gets fresh. Cody had to smile at her father's surly words. He always got that way when he tried to hide his concern. Dad was never one to come out and say what he felt. He tended to hide it behind some gruff words, like today. Don't worry, Dad. I know how to handle assholes like Drew. The old McKenzie place was about 5 miles outside Esmeralda. It had once been a thriving farm, but that was before her time. Willow's mother had inherited it from her parents, but had never seemed to have much interest in running it the way they had. Cody didn't know much about Willow's background, even though they had been fast friends back in high school. When things had gone wrong between J.W. and Willow, and she'd beat it out of town, Cody had lost touch with her. She was glad when J.W. and Willow got back together and finally got married. They were supposed to be together. Everyone knew it, even back in high school, except for J.W., and apparently his ex-wife Elizabeth. But even she'd found out the hard way that J.W. wasn't capable of loving anyone else the way he'd loved Willow. Last she heard, Elizabeth was doing okay, though. Everyone finally found out how Moira McKenzie, Willow's mother, had made ends meet over the years. She'd always been a rather secretive woman, and when it turned out Willow's mother had been dealing in drugs, there was a mountain of bad publicity about Esmeralda. It hadn't been pretty, and it was just starting to die down. Jared Creed's half-brother, Kenny Miller, had been involved somehow, but Cody didn't know all the facts, only rumors. Last she'd heard of Kenny, he'd gone into some sort of witness protection program because of the information he provided on other operations in the county. Jared Creed. They'd dated a couple of times in high school, and then suddenly he'd stopped calling her. Then she'd heard Kenny was arrested, and Jared had pulled away from everyone. Kenny was younger than Jared, and Cody had a feeling Jared somehow felt responsible for him. Or maybe he felt he was tarred with the same brush because he was related to Kenny. She'd never known for sure why he stopped calling her, and it had rankled all these years. She'd liked Jared. A lot. He still lived in Esmeralda, and as far as she knew, he wasn't seeing anyone steadily. Often through the years, she'd thought about approaching him, but had never gotten up the nerve. Whenever she daydreamed about a man, it was Jared's face she saw. It was a scratch she really ought to itch so she could get on with things, or was she going to end up staying an old maid? She shuddered at the vision that brought up. Turning her old truck onto the dirt road leading to the farmhouse, she reminded herself that she'd soon be confronting Drew Evans. "What do you think, Patch? Think that ass can behave himself?" Patch, her 2-year-old old English sheepdog, nudged her with a big wet nose. She dug her hand into the thick fur to scratch his neck. "Nah, I don't think so either. Anyone with as thick a skull as his doesn't have a clue what the word no means. I guess I'm going to have to make it real clear to him this time." She'd finished a floor for a local old English sheepdog breeder and inlaid the image of a dog into the den floor for him. It was a small side job that her father hadn't wanted to be bothered with, so Cody had fitted in on several weekends. The breeder had been so pleased with the finished job. As a bonus, he'd offered her a pup from a litter that had recently been whelped. She'd ended up picking up the run of the litter, a cute little black and white pup who'd come wiggling up to her, trying to make friends, unable to resist. She'd been thrilled to have some company and had never regretted her choice. She braked the truck in front of the farmhouse and got out, noting Drew's brand-spanking new royal blue SUV was parked there already. She patted Patch on the head. "You stay here and keep an eye on things." Taking a deep breath, she walked up onto the rickety porch and knocked. The door was opened almost immediately, and Drew stood there before her. His tall, muscular frame was encased in tight-fitting blue jeans and a checked flannel shirt, and the flash of perfect white teeth as he grinned when he saw her would probably have melted an ice block from 50 feet, but it didn't do a thing for her. "Afternoon, Drew. I'm here to talk about the floors that need to be done." She saw a glint of surprise in his bluish-green eyes. "You're doing the floors? Is your father crazy sending you out here on your own?" She shoved past him and walked inside. "Get over it, Drew. You know damn well I can do the job." The door closed behind her, and she heard his footsteps following as she made her way into the murky hallway. "Why, sweet cheeks, I'm more than happy to have you working on this job. Might be nice having you around for a little afternoon delight, if you know what I mean." She whirled around to face him, legs astride, hands planted squarely on her hips. Narrowing gaze, she pinned him with it. Let's get this straight, Drew. I'm not here to play games with you. You've got plenty of other diversions, just willing to drop your panties for you. I'm here to do a job. You can't play by the rules, then find somebody else to do your friggin' floors, because I'm not going to take your lip. Got it? Now wait just a minute, he sputtered. She pointed her index finger at him and drove it into his chest. Cause me any grief on this job, she stabbed him hard as he began backing away from her, and we'll find out how really thick that skull of yours is, and you know I've got the tools and know how to use them to back that promise. She lowered her hand and glared up at him. Well, do we understand each other, or do I walk out of here right now? He raised a hand to rub his chest. Damn, Cody, you're a real bitch, you know that? Damn right, but I know how to sweet talk floor, and you know that, too. All right, but I don't remember you being like this when we were dating. Probably not. Now let's get down to business. What do you want me to start, and what exactly do you want done? He picked up a clipboard from a small table near the door. All right, follow me and we'll go through the house and I'll show you which rooms you'll be doing. I don't know if you want to start with the upstairs or the downstairs rooms. We'll start with the downstairs. What other work needs doing? She looked around, noting the freshly painted walls. The floors need to be done last, you know. He glared at her. Of course I know. Do you remember who's giving the orders on this job? I remember. Just checking to make sure. I've been on more than my share of jobs where I was tripping over painters and drywall people messing up my floors. I want to make sure that doesn't happen here. It won't. Drywall guys and painters finished up last week. Plumbers are gone, and the electricians are done. The only one you're going to have to deal with is the tile man, and he's working in areas you won't have to be concerned about. That was going to make things a whole lot easier for Cody. Too many times she'd had to come in to resand floors that had been destroyed by others after she'd put time into getting them smoothed out and sanded. What part of the house will he be working in? She just wanted to make sure they wouldn't be tripping over each other. He's doing the sun porch, the kitchen, and the bathrooms. The kitchen is at the back of the house, the sun porch just off of that, and then one bathroom on this floor and one on the second floor. That's fine, then. We shouldn't be bumping into each other much. I wasn't sure the Daltons would go for having him do the place with the history and all, but they okayed it. Willow looked up, and a feeling of presentiment washed over her. Who's doing the tile work? Jared Creed, Kenny Miller's half-brother. Smooth Finish by Adriana Dane, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Also available in the paperback anthology, Esmeralda's Lovers, now available at amazon.com. For more information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.